This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. يا عزيز, عزيز means the almighty, the mighty one. Izzah means might, high respect and dignity. So when would we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that? So for example, remember, this is all about might. This is going to be so general, you can pretty much use this anywhere. For example, in a personal challenges, when we want more inner strength, we call unto the Almighty to give us that strength, because He is the only one who can give us strength. Allow us to overcome, Ya Aziz, allow us to overcome our difficulties. If you're in a highly competitive work environment or a business environment where you feel suppressed or cheated, trying to be pushed out by others, you have these really, really complicated, high-power situations where everybody's at each other's throats. The apprentice, the fittest, you know, the survival of the fittest. It just gets so ugly. You have to put each other down. SubhanAllah, what kind of a job is that? You know? Ya Aziz. Of course, situations of oppression, pure oppression. You ask for Ya Aziz. When you feel persecuted, oppressed or wronged. So seek Ya Aziz, call unto the Aziz against your aggressors. When you feel disrespected, when you feel humiliated, when you feel degraded, disrespected, Ya Aziz. There's also Ya Mu'izz in that case as well. Ya Aziz, inshallah, will help us, that Allah give us more power. And of course, Ya Aziz, to just provide us with more faith. And then there's physical weakness as well. Ya Aziz, He's the Almighty. Give us some might, give us some strength and vitality as well. You know, when there's a confusing matter and you feel that you're too weak to go, you know what's right and what's wrong, but you're being pushed in the wrong direction and you can't get away. You're either being blackmailed or you're being coerced or pressured, forced. Ya Aziz. Ya Aziz, O Almighty One, relieve me from this problem. Give me the confidence to stand up for myself, to stand up for the truth. And of course, community leadership. Especially if you're a persecuted, an oppressed community, a wronged community. Ya Aziz. And it's probably good times. Just noticing a lot of people trying to create problems against minorities. Ya Aziz, assist us. Ya Aziz, give us strength to do the right thing. Okay, number 9 is Ya Jabbar. Another awesome name, Ya Jabbar. The compeller, the restorer. So he's very similar to Ya Aziz, except that in this one, he's more the one who effects something else. So Ya Jabbar. Jabara usually means to mend something that's torn or broken. So Jabara means to. So for example, there's a dua of the Prophet which says, Ya Jabir al-Azmil Kasir. O mender of the broken bone. Calling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Jabbar means the one who does this a lot. So he means the compeller, the restorer. The one who restores. So if there's a broken matter, then Ya Jabbar. Ya Allah, fix this. You got a broken, in fact, you got a broken toy for our children. Or a broken car, broken something. Ya Jabbar. I don't know, somehow I think that such a small issue to call unto the Jabbar. But Allah wants us to call unto Him for even small things. So why not? Ya Jabbar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. If you want healing, so there's a physical ailment, you want healing, Ya Jabbar, because he's the restorer. Jabbar means the restore, to mend something, right? Heartbreak, where the heart is broken with somebody. Ya Jabbar. Very relevant. To restore the emotional well-being. Professional setbacks. Allah, mend my situation. That's how it. Restore my situation, Ya Jabbar. Injustice, of course, we've spoken about injustice, especially in the society. Ya Jabbar, to restore that. There's just so much injustice right now in the world. Ya Jabbar needs to be invoked. Emotional distress, when you want mental peace. Allah, mend me the restorer, Ya Jabbar. Again, for parental challenges, a parent struggling with a rebellious child can invoke Ya Jabbar, asking for guidance and compel good behavior, restoring peace in the household. Financial crisis, mend my circumstances. Jabbar is the mender, the one who does it a lot. And of course, repentance, mend my spiritual state. You want to see career growth or moments of weakness, you want to get strength in there, Ya Jabbar. It's another place for Ya Jabbar. Anything on Jabbar anybody has? Well, you can call the AA, but they might not be able to fix it. So with the Ya Jabbar, then hopefully they'll come sooner. Right? Otherwise, they take 2-3 hours to come sometimes, and then they can't do anything. So inshallah, Ya Jabbar. Remember, this doesn't preclude us from using the means. So we use the means, but Ya Jabbar is the force that we're going to really, because Allah wants us to do things in this world through the asbab that He has created, which means the means that He has created. So we use those means, but for example, yeah, you got a plumbing issue, there's a leak. You can call on Ya Jabbar and then call the plumber. Right. So you don't just like, there's a leak here, Ya Jabbar, Ya Jabbar, Ya Jabbar. I mean, unless you're a wali of Allah, you might just, mashallah, sort it out. I'm just going to put some sellotape on here and it's going to get fixed. Ya Jabbar. It just might work for you if you're such a wali of Allah. But otherwise, yeah, go and get the soldering tool or whatever.
With the Rayyan Courses subscription, you gain immediate access to over 250 hours of exclusive video lessons taught by experienced scholars. Sign up now at rayyancourses.com to continue your journey. Your next lesson is waiting.